Our last speaker for this morning's session is Lucy Redding. Redding? The effective irrigation water salinity on saturated hydraulic conductivity of soda clay soils.
So my presentation today is about measuring the effect of irrigation water salinity on saturated hydraulic conductivity. And this is part of my PhD research at the University of Queensland. My supervisors are Keith Bristow from CSIRO and David Lockington and Thomas Boomgartel from University of Queensland. This research is funded by the CIC for Irrigation Futures. In the Lower Burdekin in North Queensland, Australia, there's a large proportion of sodic clay soils. And these soils have been treated in different ways to try and increase the infiltration properties. One of the methods that's been used is adding saline groundwater to the river water that's used for irrigation. And there's anecdotal evidence that this has increased the infiltration rates. So the quality of the water applied is playing a role in controlling the quantity of infiltration and deep drainage. So I wanted to know how much the change in the irrigation water salinity is going to change the soil hydraulic conductivity for the sodic clays from the Lower Burdekin. The soils in this area are typically quite sodic and very high clay content. For the soils that I've tested, the average exchangeable sodium percentage was 16.8 and the average clay percentage was 68%. The clay mineralogy for these soils is dominated by kaolinite, illite and montmorillonite. The hydraulic conductivity of sodic soils is expected to increase with increasing salt concentration and decreasing siccity, like these results of McNeil. The cause for the change in hydraulic conductivity with these two factors is commonly attributed to changes in soil clay swelling. But the effects are soil specific. So in order to determine the magnitude of change for a given salinity change, measurements need to be made for specific soils. McNeil suggested a methodology for determining the changes in hydraulic conductivity with changes in soil chemistry. The first step was to measure the hydraulic conductivity with a high salt, high sodium adsorption ratio solution. The purpose of this is to bring the soil into equilibrium with a high sodium adsorption ratio, and also to determine the maximum hydraulic conductivity for the soil. For McNeil's experiments, he used five pore volumes of water to bring the soil into equilibration. The second step is then to maintain the sodium adsorption ratio and decrease the salt concentration to a relatively low value and determine the relative hydraulic conductivity. So based on this suggested method, I've set up some column experiments to determine the changes in hydraulic conductivity for my soils. So the method I used was a constant head method for 4 centimeter columns of the clay soils. I've applied mixed cation solutions containing magnesium, calcium, and sodium chloride, because these are the dominant cations in my clay. I've used 2 salt concentrations. And I chose the sodium adsorption ratio of the solutions to maintain the current soil exchangeable sodium percentage. The purpose of this was to determine the effect of salt concentration at the current soil siccity level, and also to decrease the equilibration time. But what I found was that during the first 2 weeks of measurement, there was a very steady increase in the hydraulic conductivity. And during this period, I was waiting for the flow rate to stabilize so that I could then apply the lower salt concentration. But after this point, I got a continuous decline in hydraulic conductivity. And it took up to 5 months to reach a stable hydraulic conductivity. So these results are quite different from those that I'd seen in the literature. And I had to alter my method. So instead of using one high salt concentration and then following it with a lower salt concentration, I've run 2 lots of columns with different salt concentrations rather than sequentially. So the first This is the three replicates for the high salt concentration. So I observed the same behavior with the replicates. So a quick increase to the maximum hydraulic conductivity, followed by a very gradual decline until the flow rate and hydraulic conductivity began to stabilize. The time to reach the maximum hydraulic conductivity was fairly close for the three replicates. There was variation in the maximum hydraulic conductivity. And the time taken to reach the final hydraulic conductivity, the stable hydraulic conductivity, seemed to be related to the maximum. So the higher the maximum, the longer it took to reach a stable final hydraulic conductivity. And for the, this is plotted on the same scale, for the lower salt concentration, so half the salt concentration with the same sodium adsorption ratio, the hydraulic conductivity, the maximum was approximately half of the previous results. There was less variation between replicates for this lower salt concentration, but there was the same overall trend. There was one difference that there was it took a bit longer to reach the maximum hydraulic conductivity, and the stable hydraulic conductivity took a bit less time, but still in the order of 3 to 4 months. So when I started to notice these unusual trends, I had to try and explain what might be going on. So the first part of the trend, the increase in hydraulic conductivity, during this period there's some equilibration with the applied solution. So I've been measuring the leachate solution chemistry, and I found that during this period there was a bit of a decrease in the acidicity, so there was some exchange going on. There was also a change in the salt concentration and a small change in pH. So by this the two-week period for this set of data, there was equilibration with the applied solution. But after this point, the further decrease in hydraulic conductivity could not be explained by changes in the leachate chemistry. During the first period, the increase in hydraulic conductivity could be related to a decrease in clay swelling brought about by the increased salt concentration applied. But after this point, the clay swelling wouldn't be expected to change further because it's controlled by the acidicity and the salt concentration, and both of these factors are held constant. So another possibility is that there could be some clay dispersion, some slaking of aggregates, some movement of clay particles and blocking of pores. The clay dispersion is normally expected to occur mostly at much lower salt concentration, so it didn't seem likely that that was occurring, but it's possible that there is some small movement of clay particles that is difficult to detect and confirm, and that could be causing some blockage and decrease the hydraulic conductivity. Although although clay diagenesis hasn't been suggested previously as one of the contributors to trends in hydraulic conductivity, I found that there's been a few studies where clays have been saturated with high salt concentration solutions, like seawater, for extended periods of time. And for these clays, there was a very gradual change in the clay mineralogy. So what happened is, over a period of several months, montmorillonite clays were shown to alter to a mixed layer clay. And another study where clays were saturated for several years, montmorillonite clays were altered to kaolinite and illite. So it's possible that in these column studies, there is a very gradual change in the clay mineralogy with extended periods of leaching with the high salt concentrations. And this could be contributing to the trends that I'm seeing. So in conclusion, I did manage to see that there's a trend between the irrigation water salinity and the hydraulic conductivity. So I got a decrease in the hydraulic conductivity when I decreased the salinity. But this effect was only temporary, the large initial increase, followed by a very different long-term trend of a gradual decrease in hydraulic conductivity. These results have implications for these types of measurements, where we're trying to get the soil into equilibrium with the applied solution, because I've shown that the equilibration with the chemical equilibration has not necessarily led to equilibration in the hydraulic conductivity and flow rates, because there seems to be several processes occurring at once. So these results have implications for further measurements of hydraulic conductivity, particularly in knowing when to stop the measurements and what results to use for comparison of different salt solutions. But it also has implications for interpreting these results, as the aim for this study was to try and determine the effect of irrigation water salinity in the field. It's still quite difficult to answer the question of how much the irrigation salinity would affect hydraulic conductivity and deep drainage rates in the field. Thank you. I think it's possible, but then it could be just the higher salt concentration and something about the clays. So maybe it doesn't happen in all cases. So, but yeah, I've seen a lot of studies that definitely seem to stop too soon, sort of 24 hours, 48 hours, and then just taking the measurement.
I imagine that's why they stop early, for what you're seeing. And my question is, did you measure the water content of the soil after the experiments?
No, I haven't.
I mean, we found that the packing of the column is vital to the final value, and
yeah,
you actually get air dissolving into this, into the water, in the intake water, and coming out of solution in the soil.
Yeah.
And that begins to block some of the larger pores and slowly reduce the conductivity.
Okay, yeah. I guess I was expecting some of those changes more early on rather than after several months, but yeah.
And the second question is it possible that you had any biofilms forming in the soil over that period of time? Did you use any kind of bactericide, sodium azide?
No, I didn't. So it is possible, but I've run some other experiments with saturated gypsum solutions, mm-hmm. and with those experiments I didn't have the same trend at all. I just got to maximum hydraulic conductivity and stabilized, so with the same setup.
Any more questions? Yes.
Yeah, that's the grouting in real time, right?
Yeah.
When would you reach the maximum in terms of pore volumes? You know, how many times you reach the column?
I forgot to calculate that, but it's something in the order of 30 liters of solution have gone through.
Any more questions? Well, I guess that concludes our morning show, and I appreciate everybody coming this morning. And we're gonna pick up again tomorrow afternoon, just before the S1 business meeting. Thanks for the great talks and the great student speakers, and we'll see you tomorrow.